Blog Talk Radio.
What? And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, no, no.
Let yourself drift. Let yourself drift up to a deep state of hypnosis, hyperstressability. Let yourself drift off. Every time I touch the center of your forehead and say deep sleep, fall into the state of hypnosis and deeper. And deep sleep, deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper. More calm, more relaxed, deeper into the state of dream. And deep, deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper. More calm, more relaxed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to HypnoPsychic. Thank you all for joining me. I am currently in the middle of a hypnosis session, and we are going to do a little bit little late to the show, so I do apologize for any inconvenience. Hopefully you're all here with me, chatting, etc., etc. We gotta open up the switchboard and open up all the callers, etc. So let's see what's going on. Again, thank you all for joining me. Very, very excited. I'm gonna let you listen to a song here real quick as I deepen my subject. So if you have tuned in to this radio show, you have tuned into a secret station. The station will broadcast extremely sensitive information that will require immediate attention. Please receive this information kindly and thank yourself for tuning in. Thank you. audience. Let yourself drift into a deep state. Let yourself drift into a very, very deep state. Deep state of hypnosis. Deep state of hypersuggestibility. What I'm going to do is my disability rate.
watch it. I look in your eyes and I can see you fucking out. Like, I'm not even. Fucking. I want you to know that you're going to see something. I mean, I know that you believe in yourself, but it's going to go away. You know what I'm saying? I know something's going to be better. I have a chance for better. But no matter how strong willed you are, you have a bunch of fucking haters, fucking shit. Especially your fans, that's worth it. Your own family. Like, it takes some other dude that has never fucking been a part of your family in his entire life. Your mom doesn't leave you fucking back. You get all these people. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up because I know what you expect. Right now. I just fucking. And that, it doesn't only drive you better, but it also kind of. Sometimes I just. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wish I would. Just like you're ready. You want to love them. You didn't have fucking money. You didn't have fucking all these people. Who cares, dude? If you change one person's life, that's worth it. You change one person's life, that's worth it. That's worth living for. Trust me, you change more than one person. You have. And every single time that you change somebody's life, and you know it, I know you. You like it right now. I feel all these people. You're in a lot of, maybe indirectly, maybe directly, but there's a lot of better life. All right. I just want you to know. You're fucking, you give up, what do I have? There's nothing left for us. You have the power to do it. I know it's hard, all right? I know you want it a lot. I know more now, especially now. More time than not, you feel like you want to give up. You feel like you want to give up more than you feel like you want to give up. I understand. I know that you're going to have to talk to yourself. I can talk to you and tell you all these encouragements all day. But unless you want to fucking do it, unless you fucking build up that courage and strength yourself, I can't get you through it. Yeah, I can, like, fucking smack your back and do a good job, though, but there has to do with something that, if it feels like, if it doesn't happen, then we're fine. That's how I feel. If whatever you're supposed to do does not happen, or whatever you're supposed to be does not happen, then we're fine. Not just me and you personally, like we as like a whole. Like us people. Right. It feels like, I don't know, you just have something. Scary. Really. Like, when I can tell that you're fucking giving up on yourself, and I can tell that I don't want you. You get always. I'm not giving up on myself. I can fucking feel it. Do you feel it? Going to be a motherfucker. No matter if anybody knows, or no matter if nobody has anything to do with it, who cares? You'll always, and I will always. You know what I'm saying? And I can tell. I mean, like, I don't know what it would be, but I just feel like it's the last breath. I felt the same way, but I didn't know how to. And that's what it is. That's why I've always wanted to be rough. Boy, and I don't know why. I think it's because I feel like I'm trying to. I do. Well, you are. Trust me, dude. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just supposed to fucking. It feels like to me that I'm supposed to. I think. I got 35 likes. I felt. Right now. Maybe I won't have to. There's something. Like, I'm gonna do something. Vince is then the fourth one. That is, like, until right now, I thought maybe I was just another pawn. Now I kinda realize. I mean, you, like, think that you have something to do with our future, but you realize. I know you look at that other people, but it's hard to get out of that. There's a lot of things. And I'm going to let you know right now. I don't feel like you're going to be famous for whatever you do. I feel like it's going to go unnoticed, but it's going to stop and change a lot of things. So if you can live with that, that's what it is. Feels like you might not get credit. It doesn't feel like it's going to get stolen from you, it just feels like it's going to be insignificant to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be there. But it really is. Right. People like me, like you, like the people that understand, are going to. And as long as you're not all about recognition, that's all that matters. As long as you know you help. No, because I asked you to. You realize that you do. Because it would be confused if you felt that and nobody else could feel it. But I can feel it. Even before right now, I could feel it every single day. I didn't know what it was, I didn't know what to call it, but I could feel it like it all. Alright. That's a great big deal. Think about it, dude. Like, I've really never met anybody like me, but that's not Like, I honestly haven't met anyone. I'm, like, different. Like, I'm going to get different kind of people. Like, I'm an important for the American race, maybe. But I think that we do continue to fucking maintain a position of privilege. Like, there has to be. I feel fucking, like, physically attached to this on a day-to-day basis. Like, even if I'm not thinking about it, dude, I pick up my phone, and I'm fucking, like, something goes to your name. Like, automatic. It's, like, fucking unreal. It's, like, fucking...
Okay, everybody, hello. Sorry. So, if you guys want to call in for a psychic reading with Merg, go ahead and call in. The area code is 646, number 727-2870. We'd definitely love to hear from you. And this is going to be Merg's first night. So please, everybody, give him a nice, warm welcome and some great support, because this is definitely a nice, you strike up new things, new remembrances. So,
I just have to understand. I got to look at that.
It's pretty beautiful, isn't it?
I just don't know how to explain it, dude. Like, why is that I can see you right now, like I've never ever seen you in my entire life, I've known you for most of you. It's not like I directly know exactly what you're seeing at this point in time, but it's more like I know what you're feeling.
That
like, I can't say that. Some people are like, oh, you want Taco Bell, right? I can't do that, but it's like, I know how you feel. And I know, just by looking at you, I can tell so many different things that I never fucking thought about and I never knew before.
Very, very intense.
What, like, what? What is it? What is this? Why, what is happening right now?
It's natural. Everybody has it. They just close it. Everybody has it.
It's really weird. It's like fucking going through my body right now.
It is.
My head just feels so much different.
It can't.
Like, my mind just fucking feels like...
Not have words. That's beautiful. So we're just going to wait for some callers.
Call now, please. Call Amethyst.
Amethyst, dear. Hello. Thank you for coming. Student 75, thank you for coming. Oh, sorry, I clicked shit. I hope you guys can hear now. Listen to my words. Yeah, it's on speaker.
Hey, guys. My name's Aaron Murga. I'm on leave from the Army. I'm a 35 Mike, which is a human intelligence collector. And up until now, I didn't really understand what my job was, and now I kind of feel that.
All right, we're going to take our first caller. It's going to be area code 440. We're going to put you on. Caller, can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Brandon Hodgson.
Hey, Brandon. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. Calling from Ohio.
Oh, very nice, obviously. I know who you are.
where in Ohio do you live?
Menor.
Oh, you live in Menor?
Yeah.
I used to live there for a few months up right before I joined the Army, actually.
Nice.
So what's going on, man? How's everything going?
Not much, just getting into school.
Oh, what are you going to school for?
Going for philosophy and psychology.
It's hard, isn't it?
Lakeland?
Yeah. Philosophy's pretty hard, huh? It's a pretty tough class.
No, it's not that hard.
Well, you're just gifted.
He's a pretty smart kid. Smart person.
Ready to lightweight talk.
So, Brandon, do you have a question tonight for us?
Any questions for you?
Yes. You can ask any questions.
Yeah.
We're doing a little bit of psychic readings here tonight, so...
Greetings.
What's that?
You said greetings?
No, psychic no. Readings.
Oh, psychic readings.
Yeah.
You guys are offering psychic readings?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
Like, let me give you an example. If you have, like, a problem or something that you can't explain or something that you don't know how you feel about it or you don't know what to do, bring it up and we'll try to give you the best of our advice.
All right, cool. Well, that's fucking awesome. So I got this boyfriend, right?
Okay.
He's an asshole, and he keeps playing all these mind games with me.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, like, every time I try to end it, he says he's going to go overdose on heroin, because he was an ex-heroin addict.
Okay.
And I feel bad, so I, like, get on the phone, and I'm like, no, you can't be doing this, you know, or whatever,
right.
Whatever. And there's a lot more details than that. I just really don't want to throw it all out there. But,
of course. Sorry. I feel it.
You know, I mean.
All right. This is what's going on, all right. You and this person, we'll just call him Bob just for easy viewer's sake, okay? We'll call him Bob.
Okay.
So you and Bob had a thing. And Bob obviously doesn't want to let go of that. Okay, I actually experienced this a couple months ago. I was going through the same thing. I was in your shoes. And what is happening is he doesn't want to lose you because obviously he feels a connection with you that he hasn't felt with anybody else. And I know that you have a connection with him, even if it's still little or if it's going away, you still have it because if you didn't, you would just say, whatever, I don't care, do what you want, you know what I mean? But you obviously feel that it's for the best for you guys to not be together. But you're hurt because you don't want him to do something stupid over you, correct?
Sounds good to
me.
Like,
you don't want to wake up tomorrow and hear that he fucking died because he overdosed on heroin and you'll think it's your fault and you won't be able to live right, correct?
No, it won't be my fault, but I'll feel like shit over it.
Of course. But this is, alright. I'm not going to tell you to blow him off and say, listen, I don't care, do what you want, because that just wouldn't be the right thing. But how have you tried to break it off with him? Like, have you been nice about it? What was your emotion towards him when you were trying to stop it and, like, end you guys, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It was a bunch of babble from him and pretty much me just pointing out what he was doing.
All right.
Like,
I feel you there.
He was telling me things, and I'm like, you're yelling at me? Or you're still being an asshole? Or you're doing it again?
Alright. So you're still...
I just kept it short. I didn't go into the details or anything. You know, I pretty much just told him what he was doing, and I wasn't wrong. I knew what he knows he was wrong, too. There ain't no way you could say some shit like that to somebody and know...
That he's doing this because he's not strong enough to tell you that he is sorry and that he was genuinely wrong, so what he's going to do instead is tell you that he's going to go overdose on heroin because he's going to try to switch it around and make it your fault. That's exactly what he's trying to do. I know
right.
You don't think it's your
and
fault.
On top of the shit, on top of it, he had to bring my ex-boyfriend into it, Steven. He's like, no wonder Steven did what he did to you. You're either going to overdose on alcohol. I'm like, man, come on.
Since you're going to, all right, since he can't have his way with you and you, all right, look, have you been dealing with this shit for a while? Has it been a little while? Like, you just put up with it for a little while?
It's been 3 weeks.
Okay, and you finally said something to him, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You finally said something to him and tried to break it off, right? You're finally like, I'm done with your shit.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I've been kind of being walked on like a mat, and I'm like, hold on.
Exactly. Since
you're an
asshole. You realize that you can't be walked on anymore, and since you realize that, he's like, shit, I don't have anything to hold on him now. So he's trying to hold this on you. He's trying to say, well, if I keep telling him I'm going to overdose on heroin, he's going to feel bad so I can continue to walk on him. That's what some people, honestly,
right.
I'm sorry to say this, but some people thrive on walking.
Control.
Right.
I don't want somebody who's just going to control my life.
Especially if they're going to say shit like that. That's not what you need. And listen, I'm not telling you to break it off with him and then have him go do that because I don't know the guy personally, so I don't know if he'll do it or not. But maybe you should have a sit-down with him and just talk about your feelings and tell him how you feel and tell him how it makes you feel when he makes you feel unimportant in the relationship, and it makes you feel like you're a piece of shit and he's the right one all the fucking time, because I know how that feels, trust me. And that shit does not
maybe,
feel good.
Just maybe you would have been right if this were an average human being, because I've tried this. Where that got me, you know, sitting down, trying to tell him how I feel rather than I'm pissed off or anything like that, you know, hurts. You know, I use those kind of words or whatever, depressed or whatever, and then he throws in my face, you think I haven't been through this? Or you think I haven't
have
had to
put,
deal with worse? I have boyfriends who beat me up, and I'm like, okay, well, I understand
right,
that, but
have
that's
you
not
physically
me.
Put,
you
have
know?
You physically put him through it, though? Are you the one that's
no,
done
never.
It?
No.
All right, so that's not your fault. And there he goes trying to fucking put some more shit on you, like, oh, you can't do this to me because I've been through it so many times. Well, he needs to realize that, listen, yeah, maybe you've been through shit, but it's not your fault. And there's no reason for
yeah,
him to take out his
Peter.
Fucking fire. There's no reason for him to take out his fire frustrations on you because you didn't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? You
I don't know. After he brought up Steven, I pretty much told him, I'm like, are you done fucked up. You pushed the wrong buttons.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I understand where you're...
You know, because I was with
Steven playing
for a few
that,
years,
he's playing that shitty game.
Steven.
He's like, it's kind of, he's pushing the border of obsession right now, honestly. He's pushing the border. He's getting real close. He's trying to fucking tell you he's going to kill himself with heroin, bringing up your ex-boyfriend, telling you this is why he doesn't fucking, or this is why Steven fucking treated you like shit, because he wants to push your buttons. He wants to keep you fucking in the game. Because as soon as you're done, he has nothing else. And he probably hates to be alone. He does, actually. He hates to be alone. And I can actually fucking tell. He is very dependent on whoever he is with. And as soon as he loses you, it's like another game. He's got to find somebody else. And he does not want that. Because he has gotten comfortable with you. And he already fucked up. And that's his fault. And I don't ever want you to think that that is your fault. And I understand that you might not think it's your fault now, but that shit wears and tears. And I need you to know, man, you've done everything you can, dude. You fucking sat by for a few weeks and let him walk over you, you know, probably thinking, well, this might get better. Maybe he's just going through some shit. But you fucking did what you were supposed to do, man. You stood up for yourself, and that's what you need to do. You did the right thing, and you need to know that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I understand, man. I understand it sucks. I feel you, dude. I understand you have feelings for the guy still, even though all the shit he's been doing, but... Sometimes you gotta understand
really,
what's for the best.
It sucks. I hate people seeing do bad. That's the only thing that hurts. I really don't have any feelings for the kid, simply because I only have feelings for one person right now, and I'm
all
trying
right,
to get over
it. That.
But you know, kind of thing.
Right, but
and,
but once
it just
again,
sucks
get,
to see somebody
right.
like go out and hurt himself over fucking something stupid. It doesn't make
yeah,
any sense.
Yeah, but I'm all right. I'm gonna say something to you, but I don't. Can I say something to you without you acting on it?
Yeah.
All right. In prior experience, people that say that kind of stuff don't do what they say. They're doing it to get a rise out of you, doing it to keep you in their lives. I'm not telling you to go be like, fuck you, do what you want, because I don't know him personally. But in prior experience, they do that shit just so that they can fucking keep you in their lives. Like, honestly.
Well, I already knew. We figured that out because he said he was on his way to Cleveland to go pick up some shit. He was 10 minutes there, 5 minutes away, shooting in his arm. Come to find out he's still in there.
Right, of course. Because he's trying to keep you in his life. And all right, look, this is what you need to do. First of all, I understand you're trying to get over Steven, okay? He was probably, like, the love of your life. He was the fucking dude. He was the guy, you know? He was the man. He had everything. Everything was great. I understand that. You're fucking still in love with him. But the way to get over somebody is not to fucking get somebody else. That is not it, because you're just going to shut yourself off from everybody else because you only want that one person. You know what I mean? And I know it sucks,
yeah.
And you feel like you're never gonna, you're never gonna move on. Is exactly how you feel. You're like, I'm never gonna move on.
Yeah.
This is the one I want to be with. This is my fucking soulmate. I feel you, but you need to hear this, dude. In order to move on, which is the best thing for you to do, is to move on. You need to keep all the things that you love in your like. All right, what's one of your hobbies? Like, what's one like your favorite thing to do?
School.
All right. In order to move on. It's not like you don't ever forget, because you need to remember so that you can learn the lessons in life. You need to remember all the things that have happened between you and Steven, because those things are important. Those things are to help you in the future. But in order to move on from it, in order to be okay, and in order to mend your heart, You need to find those things that you love and keep them in your life, and don't ever get discouraged. Yeah, there's a lot of depressing moments. I understand that. You're probably depressed almost every single day, and it's going to take a long time. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but if you keep those things in your life that you love, you'll be all right, and I have a lot of faith, man. I do. Because I'm going through almost the same exact shit right now. And I understand it sucks, and I understand that this fucking other kid is, like, totally throwing you for another emotional loop. Like, I don't want to be with him, but I don't want him to do something stupid, and I don't know what to do. I'm not telling you to fucking just be like, fuck you, man. I'm telling you, you're going to have to figure out a way to get to this kid, to get to his fucking head, to make him realize that you guys should not be together, to make him realize that you're not happy with him. And yeah, it might take a while, and I understand that you don't want it to take a while. You want it to be done. But you're going to have to really fucking assess him and understand how he thinks and how he works and how he understands things.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't get him. Not one part of him. Not one part of him makes any sense, even when he speaks and tries to make sense. None of what he says makes sense. So to try and understand somebody who doesn't make any sense at all.
It's hard, right?
No, he literally just doesn't make any sense. Like, he has this thing to where, like, I mean, I'll say something to him, and automatically, it's like, no, it's not that, it's this. But it means the same fucking thing, and to me, that makes no sense.
It's because he's not. I'll give you a word for that. It's called infallible. He's right even when he knows he's wrong, he has to be right somehow. He has to be the one that's on top, you know what I mean? Even if you tell him, hey, let's go for a walk, he's like, oh, let's not walk, let's stroll. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just got to be the one with the knowledge. He can't have you be fucking more knowledgeable than him. That won't work in his world. And until you figure out exactly how he thinks, you're really honestly never going to be able to get him to understand how you feel, because he doesn't speak the same language as you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He speaks a totally different emotional language than you. And you need to figure out what it is. And it's going to be hard. It's not going to be fucking easy, man. It's not. I'm not going to be the guy that sits here and tells you, oh, all you got to do is this, because I can't tell you what to do. Dude, that's on you, man. All I can tell you is how to do it. And how to do it is to figure out, however you can, figure out how he fucking thinks. Figure out how his brain works. Because as soon as you do that, you can actually get him to realize what you're fucking going through and keeping him in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you're going through by having him in your life and having him pull all this bullshit, telling you he's going to fucking overdose on heroin. Like, he doesn't understand what it does to you when he says that shit, because it fucks your head up. I know it's hard to admit sometimes, because I know you don't have, you don't have feelings for the kid, but you have feelings for the situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, nobody wants to have them, nobody wants somebody to kill themselves over some dumb shit like a fucking relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I almost called the police and everything.
All right, all you can do to fix this is to figure out somehow. I don't know how you're going to do it. Might just have to sit down and have him talk to you for 3 hours and you not say one word. Just listen to how he talks, listen to what he says, and just figure out how he tells you things, how he tells you things, so that you can figure out how to tell him things. You know what I mean?
So say it in the man.
As soon as you figure out the language he speaks, you can tell it to him the way he can hear it and he can understand it. Because right now you're talking to a brick wall pretty much, dude.
I see what you're saying.
Like, you're talking to the kid and he's not hearing it. He doesn't want to listen. But as soon as you hit that note, as soon as you fucking get in his head and he can actually hear what you're saying and understand what you're saying, because that's how he talks and that's how he thinks, it's golden, dude. It's going to be a lot fucking easier for you to get him to realize that you guys should not be together and that you guys should not fucking... You know, maybe you guys can be friends, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? But you guys should not be in a relationship together because you guys don't work. And maybe he should stop fucking treating people like shit when they don't want to be with him. Maybe you'll be able to change the way he treats everybody from now on. And I mean, yeah, maybe that's not your goal right now, but that'll help everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as you figure out how to fucking read this kid and how to tell him what you need to tell him, he's not going to treat anybody like that ever again. And maybe that isn't your purpose, but that'll definitely help. You know what I'm saying? And that'll help you.
Right.
And after you do some deep thinking like that, and you start fucking realizing how people think, and you start seeing how other people think, maybe it'll be a little bit easier for you to realize how Steven thinks, you know what I'm saying? And you realize why it ended and what went wrong and all that shit, and maybe it'll be a little bit easier for you to get over it, you know what I'm saying? It'll be easier for you to move on.
Right.
And I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, man. I'm not at all. I'm just trying to tell you how I feel that you should address this situation.
Oh, don't say I have a very open mind. I'm listening to everything you're saying. And you're right.
And honestly, you don't have to take my advice. All I ask is that you listen. You don't have to take my advice at all. You don't have to. I'm just giving you what I know and what I feel, prior experience or not. This is how I feel you should deal with it, because this is how I would deal with it, and this is how I feel he needs to be dealt with. Because
right.
I might not know him personally, but I know his type.
Right.
And an honest guy like you doesn't need to have that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit just, especially since you like school, that's your shit. You don't need to be thinking about this shit daily, man. It's going to fuck up your GPA. It's going to do all that shit. You're not going to be able to do what you want. It's going to take you longer. It's gonna fuck shit up, man.
I'm pretty ruthless.
You say you're pretty ruthless?
Yeah, I do what I got to do.
I take care of everything I got to take care of.
If I need to hang up the phone, I'm hanging up the phone, you know? And if I need to go to school, I'm going to school. And if I need to fucking forget about some shit for a few hours because of where I'm at, because I can do that, I'm going to do it. But it's just when I walk out of the school or I walk out of, you know, getting off the bus.
It's automatically there.
Not that. I mean, it's not automatically there, you know. Get back up to the apartment. He's here. Friends are here. Friends are
good. Like, does he live with you?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
We all kick it in the same spots kind of thing. It's kind of like we all show up and meet up or whatever. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if anybody has ever went through some anxiety attacks over there in your little offices or studio.
What do you say about anxiety attacks?
Anxiety.
Yeah, I know they are, but what did you say about them?
I get them, and every time I see him, I get them.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, anxiety starts. I'm gonna explain to you exactly what an anxiety attack is. You probably know, but have you been to the doctor for it yet at all?
Yeah.
All right, well, they probably told you it's probably low blood sugar or high blood pressure, correct?
No.
They didn't say that to you? Well, that's exactly what it's caused from, what it starts from. You start feeling that dizzy feeling, that, like, that head rush, and it starts getting, like your ears ring and everything?
Never had the ears ringing. No. They told me it is caused by stress and hardship.
See, but stress is caused by yourself.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? Stress
that's what
is,
I'm saying.
The only way that you can let stress in your
usually,
life is when you
process the thought.
You just need to let the shit go sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I understand that you have some fucking hard shit going on, man. I'm not trying to tell you that your situation isn't anything, because it is, man. I feel you. It's a hard thing you got to deal with, dude, because you're going to have to deal with
right.
this guy a little while till you understand how to tell him the
word. I'm far away from letting it go, because first of all, I got to get it out of my life, because as long as it's sitting right in front of me, still
it's hard to do. I feel you.
Problem. You know what I'm saying?
But, like,
still
anxiety
be
attack?
There. But as soon as it goes, you know, he goes away and he's out of here or whatever, or away from me, it goes away. I ain't got
well,
no problem with it. Why? Because I ain't got no one here treating me like shit. I ain't got no one here looking at me like I'm
looking when him and his friends are there, when he brings his friends over, does he act, like, different?
He acts different.
Like when it's just like when it's just like, all right, how does he act when it's just you and him?
Well, he sits in a chair.
You guys don't talk or nothing?
I mean, I try to say stuff to him. But he doesn't
this is what I can tell you about your anxiety attacks. Alright, anxiety attacks, since you say that they cause for stress, alright, you bring stress upon yourself. You think about a situation so much that it starts to freak you out a little bit. It starts to get you panicky. It starts to make you nervous and paranoid. So from now on, what I want you to do, if you can't do this, I totally understand, because it's kind of a big thing to ask you. But when you see him or talk to him, I just want you to, I don't want you to blow it off at all, but I want you to think, you know, just think of the future. Think about how good you're going to be in school. Think about something good when you see him, all right? Don't let him change your mood. All right, because it's going to be there no matter what until you figure out a way to talk to him and tell him how it is. So from now on, when you see him, just try to make him not the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? Try to make him making you feel bad not the most important thing. Think of all the things that make you feel good. Think of all the things you love to do. Think of all the people that love you. You know what I'm saying? Try to think of the good stuff. Because that'll help, man. I'm telling you, it'll help. Not right away. It's going to take you some getting used to. But as soon as you can figure out how to put your mind somewhere else, it's going to work a lot better. And that's going to also help you read him a lot better and be able to figure out how you need to tell this kid what the fuck's up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sorry that I'm cursing so much, man. I don't mean to, but it's just in my nature. I'm in the Army. I swear a lot.
No, that's okay. Me too.
But I feel that you're gonna get over it, dude. It is. Not even like you're going to get over him. It's just like
I already know I am. I just you guys jumped at me with what's going on. That just happens to be what's going on right now.
That's good, though, because sometimes you need to talk about it, dude. You know, you can't always have it held in because that's what fucks you up the most. That's what fucks anybody up the most. When they hold all this shit in, you have nobody to talk to.
Yeah, I talked to Christina tonight. I talked to all my friends tonight. I talked to people
That's good.
You know, I mean, it's all good in the hood and everything. It's just, you know.
Yeah, but if you're getting anxiety attacks and you see this guy, dude, it's not good, man. It's not. You shouldn't ever feel that way towards anybody. You should realize that you're the most important person in your life. Straight up. This guy should not make you feel differently, period. You should understand that you are you no matter what, no matter who. You know what I'm saying? No matter if he's there or not, you are you, period.
Right.
You don't need to feel anxious. You don't need to get anxiety attacks when this guy's around because you're you, period. You're a good person. You're a fucking school guy. You do school. You get good grades. You do what you want to do regardless of this guy's situation. That's what you need to realize. He's just another pawn in the game you play called chess. Like, you're kind of giving him a little bit too much credit, you know what I mean? Like, you're letting him affect your mood a little bit too much. He shouldn't be, especially since it's not somebody that you want in your life. I understand if you were, like, in love and you guys were great together and he was, like, you know, you ask him and he tells you what, you know, you guys coexist. But right now you guys do not coexist. You don't want this guy in your life, straight up. So you can't have him affect your life as much as he does. Because by having him affect your life as much as he does, he's winning. He's winning the game right now. And there's nothing you can do until you release it all and just live your life for you and just drop this guy out of your mentality, man. That's the first step, is getting him out of your head, getting him out of your priority scale. You need to realize that no matter if he's there or not, you're still going to be you. You're still going to be great. You're still going to be good at what you do. You're still going to love what you do, no matter if he's there or not. You don't need people to tell you that you're good at what you do, man. You need to think that yourself.
Where's Brandon now?
He's right. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just listening to your conversation and trying to figure out what's up. From what I can feel and what's going on, you definitely need to let go. It's definitely time. I've known this for a while, but, you know, I know that you are definitely trying to get into the right path, especially when we met up, you know, and I saw you. And I know that you're trying to make good decisions, but I did hear word of mouth from other people about stuff that was going on, and I do apologize for being kind of distant, but you did need that time. You did need that space. You know what I mean? And you did need that to come to your own realizations. I've had to do it numerous times myself. I'm sure I will have to as I get older, grow up, et cetera, et cetera. But it's definitely time to let go, and, you know, honestly, I really want to know, if you can answer this for me, how can you know who you are if you are constantly in relation to another person? How can you know who you are if you're always basing yourself around a relationship and around another person?
You know, I've been giving that advice all week. Why are you telling me this?
See, now it's pretty ironic. Sometimes the biggest bullet to bite is taking your own advice. And I definitely struggle with that, too. I struggle all the time. All the time. It's hard. It's so hard. But when you do, man, it is amazing. It's worth it. It's beautiful. It's not it.
All right. Well,
did you learn something? Did you gain something from this?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I think you guys are doing a great job up there.
Well, thank you very much. We're just here to help. You know, we're not here to fuck around or do anything. We're here to help people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How do you get people to call you? Just send them text messages like you did me?
I mean, I let people know, and people kind of feel their way here. They kind of just know where to go. And then, like, you know, when you're doing something out of the good of humanity, other good people do recognize that. Like, I have a nice little group in the chat room right now. Very grateful that they're here. And people just recognize it. People just know. I mean, obviously I got you here because you texted me at the right time, you know what I mean? And you must have felt that something bigger than ourselves was going on and happening at that moment. And that's why I told you to call in and told you to, you know, come here. I just want to say hello to Space Poet that just entered the chat room. If you do want a psychic ding, go ahead and call the number 646-727-2870. And, yeah, we will definitely be able to take your call. So, do you have any more questions, Brandon? Because we do have a couple other callers that we need to get to.
Oh, no, Brandon, that's cool.
All right, man. Well,
Other than you got my book, and I might need it back here soon.
I do. I didn't read it. I started to read it, and let me tell you, as soon as I started reading it, the friggin', like, very first sentence made me think, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just started writing as soon as I read it, because you know what it was? She was like, what does success mean to you? And as soon as that happened, I just started writing. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I need to write. I need to figure out what I think is successful. And that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So for that, I thank you very much, Brandon. I thank you so much for that support and that little revelation.
Good shit. I'm glad I could be there for you, bud.
Thank you, man. Well, listen, give me we'll talk more tomorrow or within the next few days coming, okay?
All right, definitely. You take care, all right?
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks for calling, man.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. Okay. Whew, that was very intense.
Oh, bug. It was a bug.
Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller, Amethyst. Dear, we're going to bring you on air. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi, Amethyst. Oh, my God. How? It's so good to finally talk to you.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic this evening. It's a late night for sure. You know, I tried to do a show earlier, and for some reason it cut out on me and just ended the show, and I was so upset. I'm like, oh, F this. So I just went out to dinner.
Well, I've had a lot of trouble BTR today. A lot of the shows I'll go to, the chat room won't load.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had that problem all day today. I was so glad that yours did, and then I came on and I couldn't hear nothing, and nobody was there, and I was like, "Wow, what's going on?"
So well, kinda... actually, we're in a little bit of a trance state, and we're putting people under, so that was probably very hard to hear. I mean, I had some music playing, but like I was trying to focus on like two things at once, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, the show's live! I don't even know what to focus on right now." I was freaking out.
Yeah, I couldn't hear nothing. There were other people that couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'm gonna have
shuffle
to cut that part out.
Well, anyway, shuffle them cards.
So what I'm gonna do? Can you hand me the cards, Mark?
Or however you do it, you're the man.
I'm gonna tell you. Don't you worry. Okay. So what I'm gonna do is I call them a hypnotic card read. Okay.
You're not going to make me bark like a dog or anything, are you?
No, not yet, not yet.
Okay.
So what I need you to do, what we're going to do is we're going to connect via intuition. Now, this is very important. I'm going to have you count from the numbers 1 to 7, okay? And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. But what I need you to do is I need you to use your imagination. I need you to think of the number before you say it, okay? Think of the number before you say it. And when you speak it verbally using your voice, again, through the power of your throat chakra, I want you to imagine that that exact number that is pictured in your mind transfers to my third eye, okay? And I will be able to imagine that same number, okay?
So when you speak it, I will see that same number. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you are ready.
Okay. All right. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
All right, beautiful, dear. All right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the reveal for you.
Okay.
But, I'm going to tell you what I feel, and then I'm going to have my friend Merg here tell you what he feels also. Is that okay?
Uh-oh, sure.
Okay. So now, this is a very, very beautiful reading. Okay. So either your very central card is Star. Okay, that is the most positive card in the deck. It suggests your dreams coming true. It's very, very positive. It's a beautiful feeling. How ironic, dreams coming true. Come on. it's next to the heart, so I feel that it's definitely going to be a love that is definitely destined to be. It's going to bring you structure into your life. Now, this gentleman, he's going to be like a knight in shining armor, okay? And there is something that you have to watch out that is not eating away at you. The little mouse gnawing. Now, I'm going to tell you the cards that came up. The woman, the mouse, the rider, the star, the heart, the cross, and the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the woman next to the mouse tells me that either it is a womanly figure, it could be yourself, or a motherly figure. We'll let Murray kind of figure out what's going on with that. It is definitely eating away at you. And it's this feeling of, I feel like it's almost being alone, and I feel like you're going to have that inner self really flourish through. And once that does, you're going to get, like I said, this knight in shining armor that's going to come to you. Definitely makes all of your dreams come true in regards to love affairs. And the heart is next to the cross, which means this is absolutely destined to be. And you're absolutely destined to have this structure, to have this anchor in your life.
Okay.
So this is what came up for you. I'm going to let Merg tell you what he pulls from you.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, my name's Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm gonna read them from left to right for you.
Okay.
You already know what card you came up as, so I'm just gonna tell you how I feel about each one. I'm gonna tell you what I think maybe these mean and what they might symbolize for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you have the womanly figure. First, I'm feeling like it might be like a competitor, like a peer of yours that might be competing. Either it feels like either a job or like a just like an opportunity that you both have a chance at, and like the mouse or the rat feels like maybe you need to watch out for like some not so much as like probably like shady maneuvers on this person's part. You might need to watch out for like the, you know, like some foul play, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And this knight on the horse, it's like your savior. It's like this is what's gonna, this card shows me that this, you're going to triumph over the other competitor or peer of yours. And the star obviously shows me that whatever you're feeling right now, whatever you want to do will happen. And it doesn't tell me, I'm not feeling the time frame, but it feels like it would definitely happen. And with the heart next to it, it definitely relates to love or somebody that you are in love relations with, or even if it's not love yet, but it will be, it feels like that will definitely be connected very soon from like to love. You know what I mean? You'll be connected to this person or thing. It might not even be a person. It could be like something you love to do, and it'll be connected very soon.
Okay.
And the cross shows me, it's within yourself, kind of. It's you need to believe before you can make it happen. You know what I mean? You need to believe in yourself before you can believe in this stuff happening.
Right.
And the anchor is making me feel right now is that this is a strong base for you. This is right now where you are. And where you will be is anchored down, and not to use, you know, no pun intended, but it's strong. It's going to last, you know, it's a lasting effect, and all these things are going to last. As long as you, like I said with the cross, as long as you believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing and believe in what you feel, this anchor is going to make it last. It's going to be there. and you're going to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, here's Brandon.
Okay. Thank you.
How do you feel about that? Does that relate to you at all?
It does. It does. But not quite as far as a man. That kind of wasn't what I was hoping to hear, I guess. I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, like, looking for a relationship. Right now I'm working on myself.
Right.
I'm, you know, trying to find my path, and then, you
right.
know, hopefully somebody comes in.
See, now that's exactly it. When you focus on yourself and you focus on things that are not, you know, of that nature, it will actually enter into your life. It's like, and all of a sudden, like, a boom. Like, for example, you could be looking for a strong relationship. You know, I can speak from experience. You can be looking for a strong relationship for a long time. I've done it before. And the moment you stop looking, the moment that you actually reflect on something that is important, that's something that you need to learn from, that you need to change, et cetera, it's like,
right.
Damn, something great enters your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just,
so,
just today, I ran across something that might be my calling, my path. And it ever since I heard about it and kind of looked it up on the internet, it's just made me so excited inside. So
that's awesome. That is your dream coming true. All right, what I'm going to do is, do you have any questions about any of the specific cards? Because what I do like to do is I flip over another card, and it definitely relates to the area that it's in. So I know you were kind of questioning about this knight in shining armor. Do you want me to flip over another card for that one?
Yes, do.
So what I got, okay, now it's a mountain. This is an obstacle. It's a big event. It's something that
mm-hmm.
is, sometimes it relates to a foreigner. So it could be somebody that is, quote, unquote, foreign to you. You know what I mean? Not specifically from another country, but they're just foreign. They have foreign ideas, something that's not of the same nature as you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's almost an opposite. I feel like this knights in shining armor, quote, unquote, is going to be like this opposite to you. It's going to be something like, I'm going to flip over one more card for this.
Yeah, what do you mean opposite? I mean...
Okay. It's just going to be... It's something that you don't usually relate
to.
You're not used to this.
It's going to be something that you haven't seen either in a long time or ever. It's going to be something that you haven't either felt, seen, heard. You know what I mean? It's going to be something that
mm-hmm.
it's not going to necessarily shock you, but it's going to be like, wow, you know, this is different. It's going to be different.
Exactly. And you know what?
Okay.
This event has messages for you that you are going to need to help with these dreams coming true. Now, I'm going to flip a card for the dreams coming true.
Okay.
Uh-oh, dude. That's nice.
And that is the whip.
The what?
It's the whip, which definitely suggests strife and quarrels, which is very interesting. Now, what I do like to let people recognize is people don't understand how significant and how important that fights are. When you fight with somebody, you use your thought, okay, to convey... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You use your words and your voice to convey another thought to another person when you're in an argument. For example,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting mad that my roommate is not paying the bill. So I get into a fight with him, yelling at him, to the point where he realizes that he needs to start stepping up and paying these bills. And it's a
mm-hmm.
form of communication. Now, arguments are not bad, only in the context that you put them in. And, like, I swear they shouldn't even be called arguments. It's like this... It's this back and forth. It's like this ping pong effect.
It's like a debate.
Yeah, exactly, a debate. And that's where I think you're going to come to this major realization. I don't know who. I'm going to flip another card for this one. Okay, it's somebody. It's something. Somebody from your past, and that's what it's.
Oh.
What I feel when we first talked about the knight or the man on the horse. What I was trying to relate to you was that. I don't. For some reason, I'm not feeling like it's actually going to be a person. I feel like it's going to be either an event or something that you feel inside or something that takes place. More like I'm feeling like it's going to be an event that either brings you to the light, pretty, you know, not to be corny, but brings you to realization. Let's say that. And since we flipped over the mountain after that, it feels like it's going to take you a little bit of a challenge to understand and to realize this, but it's going to happen. And with the whip, obviously, like I said, with the mountain, it relates to the mountain, as in it's going to be a challenge, as in you might have to go through some barriers, either with people, with events, with things in your life that you might need to change, not even change, but you might need to add things or remove things from your life to reach this final goal. And when I said love with the heart, I meant as in, like, even if it's love within yourself, love within what you do for a living, love within a hobby, even if it's not a person, it could always be love within something. You know what I mean? It's
right. Like, yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be a person. It could just be an event or something that you feel inside.
It definitely relates to your dreams. Definitely your dreams coming true. And, like, that is, like, seriously, I have never seen this combination before. I have never seen the heart next to the star and next to the cross. That is so amazing. That is so perfect. Like,
wow.
I just get the most positive feeling ever from that. And again, I have
never
seen that before.
Like I said, I ran across this modality today, and ever since, every time I look it up on the internet, which there isn't a whole lot about it, but I look it up on the internet, I think about it, I get goosebumps.
Oh my gosh, see, that's it.
So
can I ask you? Can I ask what it is? I feel like it's something metaphysical.
It is. It's called pranic healing. It's
pranic
kind of
healing.
Pranic. Yes.
Like prana? I
pranic.
P-R-A-N.
I see.
Yep. Okay. I know exactly what that is. That is absolutely wonderful. Please keep going with that. I get such good feelings from it. I feel it in my heart. Like,
well, see,
I'm
getting goosebumps right now on my leg.
Yep.
That's good. That means that is something you would enjoy. You know what I mean? That is something that might be, I'm not saying that is the heart, but that definitely could be the heart. That could be the love. It doesn't always have to be a person you're in love with.
Right.
It could be your job. It could be your hobby. You know what I mean? That could be the love of your life. It could be.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I agree. And it all kind of meshes together, because I'm not working right now for medical reasons. And
okay.
I'm at a point with my doctors that they're telling me there's nothing else they can do for me. So
okay.
I have to, you know, throw away all the medical stuff. I mean, I got one more surgery. So,
want to hear my opinion on that?
Sure.
Okay. Since they said that there's nothing you can do, you might as well live your life.
I am.
Good. That's
I
good
have
because
to.
I would
oh, yeah.
Don't ever let anything slow you down. And that might be the obstacle that you need to get over. You know what I mean? That might
yeah.
be your mountain.
Well, it could be the lore tab I take so much that I'm...
Oh, we always love a funny joke. Oh. That was a good one.
It could be. What kind of milligram are
they? I take 10 milligrams every 4 hours.
Somebody likes a party.
That's just it. They don't. I don't understand. People, you know, talk about selling them and buying them. It's like, why? I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, I take
fabulous.
It obviously for the pain, but I, you know, if I take two, I might get a little, you know, woozy. But
oh, it'd be.
You're just
yeah,
a generally
it,
good person.
It's not worth.
Good vibe.
Oh, she is. She's
it's okay. Not worth $5 a pill to me. That's.
Oh, no way.
Oh, trust me, it goes for a lot out here. These
yeah,
people
oh,
do anything.
Yeah, these
oh,
people are
that
crazy.
Is just crazy. I had to take a drug test for my doctor just so she knew that I was actually taking them. Of course,
oh
then I had
God.
To confess to a couple more, but no. But I'm joking. But, yeah, it's just been crazy. And, you know, right now I feel that this is my time to get on my spiritual path and find out what my calling is, because, you know, I can't stand on my feet eight hours a day. I can't, you know, dink around too much with my hands. And, you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
I can help myself and help some other people with, you know, healing energies rather than, you know, a needle in a
absolutely.
Knife or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
So.
See, you know, one, there's a couple things. One, I would definitely go with the metaphysical healing.
Oh,
for example,
yeah.
That's going to do way more than you for than a doctor ever will, because they're just going to take your money and tell you what's wrong with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I got to get my disability first, though. Come on.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you're just a great person. I can't get over it. I'm like literally, I'm like seconds away from tears right now. I can't even. I do.
Amethyst is a stone, and it's one of the most beautiful stones ever. It's so psychic.
I feel like I heard that
so
from you, but
beautiful.
I don't think you've ever told me.
It's so beautiful. I love amethyst.
It's my birthstone.
Is it really?
Yes, I love it.
That's awesome.
I'm always rubbing it on my head, trying to get rid of headaches, because the Lortab doesn't even help my headaches.
Oh, my goodness.
Me
gracious.
Too. Me too.
I feel like I have more to do in my life right now.
Okay. Huh?
Oh, you're just, hey, you're just great. You just made my night. You did.
Well, wonderful. You guys made my night, too.
I'm just so glad that you called in, because it was just such a just a life-changing experience for me right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
See, we all help and heal each other. How beautiful
is
that?
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
This is what the world, this is really what the world is about. Not any of these stupid ass prank phone callers.
Yeah, you know.
All these bitches.
Oh, I know. That just breaks my heart. I'm not a psychic. I, you know, kind of sometimes feel like maybe empath, because I feel a lot in my heart when I'm, you know, in these chat rooms and stuff. And those people that call in and do that stuff, it just it hurts. It's ridiculous. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
I'm trying to get like a different approach to them. I actually give them the time that they want. I don't know if you were here last week, but everybody that called in, they bashed me just because of my sexual preference, and they were freaking out. And, of course, you know, the trolls are going to bash on everything they can. And, you know, the whole gay topic was perfect for them. You know what I mean?
I've seen that show, but I didn't make it to it. You just, you know, you got to be able to just let it go. I mean, this last weekend, you know what, my ex-boyfriend, he wanted to try to get back together again. And, you know, we spent the weekend together, and he's a really strong Catholic. And we sat down because I told him, I said, well, we're going to talk about unconditional love, and we're going to talk about life, you know, why we're together this weekend with our kids and stuff. And Saturday night we talked, you know, and I told him, you know, I do not have a religion. Okay, I'm spiritual. It's whatever feels good to me. I don't want to be tied down to, you know, the, you know, Ten Commandments and these rules and that rule, whatever, you know, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking to him about my angel cards, and, you know, I told him he can't be judging people, you know, just be happy. And I think I broke rule 1 and 3, whatever the heck those are. And,
yeah, right.
You know, the next day, you know, we took the kids to the zoo, and he was standoffish, and I haven't talked to him since.
Wow.
So, I mean, to me, it's like, well, I'm sorry, it's your loss, because I know I'm a good person, and, you know, I'm unconditional.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
I feel that. It's so weird that you said that, because I was actually going to name the show that. I was going to name it Unconditional Love. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's so weird that you said that.
Well, that's just the way I am. I mean, I don't like to judge people. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do as far as I'm concerned. Oh. And it has bit me in the ass a few times. I've been taken advantage of, you know. And yeah, you know, I was telling somebody today, I went to jury duty a few years ago, and it was about a guy that, you know, was being accused of molesting a child and stuff. And I was the only one that was on the fence, because it was like I knew he did it, but on the other hand, I'm such a forgiving person. It's like, you know, what do I do? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it went to, you know, it finally, you know, he was guilty, but I felt kind of bad, because I don't judge people, but with the facts, he did it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you do have to look at those cold, hard facts, but,
yeah.
You know, the best thing that I tell everybody is, rather, instead of analyze and judge, you should always just observe and experience, you know. You should
right.
just observe what goes on. And, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt, whether you believe in it or not. But everybody's here for a purpose, and if they have something to say, then it's got to be of some kind of value. And, again, I'm going to go back to the trolls and saying, even if they're assholes, all of them, they have something to say, and they need to get it out. And a lot of these people, they won't let them, they won't even give them time of day. You just,
yeah.
you know, let it out. They don't do that. So that's definitely what I'm here for. You know, I'm strong.
But on the other hand, don't you feel like you're, like, fueling the fire, though? I mean, if you give them their chance, they're, you know, going to sit there and trash you and trash you and trash you. I know it shouldn't bother you, but at the same time, it's like they're doing what they're wanting to do, and we need to try to stop them rather than, you know.
Eventually, when they're working through fear, their flame is going to burn out, and mine is going to remain even stronger than before. Because one, I definitely feed off of their hate, feed off of their negativeness, and I can turn that into something positive, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can absolutely change what's going on. And like I said, they just want somebody to listen to them. They want the time. You know, they don't have the balls to make their own radio show. They can't. And if they do, they're going to get because they keep talking shit. Actually, you know that psychic strobe guy?
I don't know him, but I've heard so much about him, you know, at the other show that we go to.
yeah. Debbie's show, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm so glad she's getting to where she's, like, finally letting that go. Oh, my.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, she was eating that up. You know, she loved that attention. She absolutely loved that.
But I think she lost a lot of people, though, because I would go. I went there every night, you know, just to support her because I like her. And it's like it just got so boring. It's like, oh, my gosh, we just heard about this.
Exactly.
And then over and over and over. It's like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
But it's just crazy. Anyway, guys, I know you guys got callers and there's people, you know, wanting their readings and stuff, but it was so nice to finally be able to talk to you.
You too, dear. Thank you.
And
more often.
And your sidekick there, Murd, whatever his name is.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You guys
call in more often. We would love to talk to you.
All right, well, don't make it so late. It's like 20 after 1. I had to wait so late to talk to you. Come on.
It'll
I gotta get up
next.
Early.
Oh, no.
My 2-year-old wakes me up early.
Well, make sure you click the favorite link so that way you know when my show is updated and you can get all the information. It'll be definitely early.
I favorited you long time ago, buddy.
Oh, good deal. All right, dears. Thank you so much for calling in. You are absolutely beautiful. I love having you on my show. It was so good.
Thank you. And you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Have a
good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care, dude. Oh, my gosh. I love her. I love her. She is amazing.
I like that. I need to feel the fucking fire. I just want to breathe fire in your face. Are you ready?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my. Watch. See how the plane doesn't move?
Yeah.
Not a lot. Watch my. I'm going to look at it. You can say it, ready?
Okay.
See it?
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Dancing.
It's crazy, right? It really works, dude.
Okay, listen, we have a question from the chat room. Okay. Sin75.
Tell him to call in.
She's from Canada. She can't call in. She doesn't have minutes. So I told her we would answer from the chat room.
Okay.
And let me put the cards together and see what comes up.
Sin75,
she
else is calling, man.
She wants to know. I think it's a she.
Can I read first this time?
If you want to, yeah.
I mean,
do you want me to flip the card or do you just want to go? I'll explain the
energy
behind them.
I can do it, because I can still feel it.
Exactly. I'll explain the stuff behind them.
Sin75, what? All right, can I tell her about the one that does everything?
No, because she can't do that. We're just going to do, she wants to know about her ex.
Well,
all
right.
Okay, so we're just going to tell her what messages
come up. Well, if it doesn't come up, it doesn't
come up. Well, something will come up.
Okay.
So I'm going to, do you want me to
flip
the card?
I
want to
do it.
You
want to
do it?
Just flip through it. You count.
No, you don't need to count. You just flip one card.
Just one?
One card first.
All right, we're going to flip Sin75. We're going
to
flip one. All
right, Sin, thank you, dear, for waiting here patiently. I know you are trying to go to bed. Very, very sorry. But we're going to flip a card for you, and this is going to relate to your ex, Will, okay? And then we'll tell you the feelings behind him, et cetera. Okay, so we're looking for Will. Looking for Will. Sin, Will. Go ahead and flip. Patience is of a virtue, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling everybody to wait. Okay. So, okay. The card that we picked is the Sith or Skite or whatever that is. Okay. It is Sith. Somebody tried to tell me it was Skite. And I'm like, okay, what the hell? Okay. So, the Sith is representative of cutting things out in your life, Sin 75. And this is definitely something that is going to need to be cut from your life. I feel that there's a lot of things around this person that need to be shaped up. I feel like I can see a bush, like a giant bush, one of those spirally bushes that you always need to cut and maintain because it will not look like a spiral all the time. It's just going to grow into a regular old bush.
Right.
Well, what you need to do is to definitely trim some stuff out. Trim it out. Get it out of there. Okay? You need to cut some of this shit out because there's a lot of bullshit that needs to get out of the way. And we're gonna flip another card real quick. I'm just gonna flip one. I just grabbed it. I got it.
Okay.
And it definitely has to. Sin, I don't know how this is with you, but I feel like he might be taking your money. I pulled the fish, which is representative
of
directly. Money.
Maybe not directly.
Yeah, maybe not directly. And you may not notice
like
it, but it could be that like intentional focus.
Like
exactly. You're helping him more than he needs, and you're giving too much.
And he's taking advantage.
And absolutely, this ex is definitely,
like,
definitely
advantage
taking
is like
advantage.
Burning my brain. I'm feeling advantage. The word advantage is like tattooed on my forehead.
Alright, we're going to pull one more card about Will.
Let's
do it. Oh, sorry. Okay, he's definitely very, very, very immature. He's an immature person. And then, Murray, go ahead and flip this last card.
Okay.
Flip one more.
Give me a second.
And then you can tell what you feel.
Okay.
So definitely cut some of this stuff out. He's pretty much, I feel like he's robbing you. Okay. And the bear came up. And
the polar bear, not just the bear.
What, to me, that means that you are going to have to be strong, bold, and a bigger person. You're going to have to be a bigger person. You're going to have to ask more of yourself. I'm going to let Merg go ahead and say what he feels now.
All right. Hi, hi, Sin 75. My name is Aaron Merg. Okay, so you obviously know. Okay, we got the size, first of all. I'm feeling a little bit like maybe I'm feeling like a big bush that's kind of like a burden for you. You need to, you know what I'm saying? It's like in your yard. It's fucking killing the grass underneath it because it's over top of it. It's not getting any sunlight. You might just need to, sorry, I swore. You might just need to cut it out. Cut that thing out completely. Maybe not, but that's what I'm feeling a little bit. Maybe even if it's not monetary, maybe if he's not taking your money, he's using you to his advantage in some way. Maybe you don't notice it. Maybe it might take a little bit of thinking for you to notice it, but he might be taking advantage of you in some certain way. And he's definitely acting more like a child than you are. He's playing a few childish games with you. He's doing some things that, you know, a lot of immature people do. You know, he's playing games with your head, maybe, you know, acting like people don't act normally. And when I saw the bear, I felt like maybe you just need to be the one that is in realization of what is actually happening, because until you do, he's going to continue his path, if you know what I mean. He's going to continue to do what he does, and maybe, you know, the bear shows me that you do, like Brandon said, you do need to be the bigger person. You do need to, you know, do what you do and look out for yourself, because that's the most important thing overall. It's yourself, you know. I understand if you have feelings for him. I understand if you love him still, all that stuff. But sometimes you just got to look out for yourself. It's the best thing, you know. You got to understand what's best for you. And
like the first call,
I was telling the first caller, his name was Brandon, and he had trouble understanding that, you know, he was the most important thing in his life. So what I'm seeing is that maybe even if you don't cut him out completely, you just need to make sure that he knows his limits and that you know that you need to look out for yourself before you look out for him. All right, well, I'm going to let Brandon get back on the phone. It was nice. Hopefully I helped you. I don't know, but hopefully I did. Have a good one.
All right, caller 850, you are next in the chat. Listen, I do want to tell you, I pulled one card, which I need it to be in your conscious focus. I need you to focus on growth and maturity. I pulled the tree, which is very much related to growing as a person, being wise, sitting against the tree, you know, sitting in the shade to think for some time. It's okay to think, but, you know, this is definitely going to make you wiser, stronger, and more mature of a person. It's going to be beautiful for you. So just focus on that. And, yeah, that's definitely where you need to focus. I think Murray wants to say one more thing.
I just want to say, with the tree, I feel like maybe I don't want you to, you know, I would love for you to, you know, get over the situation and move on, but don't forget, because as soon as you forget is as soon as you make the same mistake you did before. So just make sure that you can forgive all you can forgive as much as you can, because forgiveness is the best. But don't forget. Do not forget what happened. I know it hurts to remember, but it's better if you don't forget, because you'll know not to make the same mistakes again. And that's one of the most important things in life.
Absolutely beautiful. Well said, Mark. That was great.
Do you really like that? Or
do you... Oh, no, I do. Okay, so we're going to bring the next caller. Yeah, please. Just a general reading. Okay. So we'll pull some cards for you after this first caller. All right, we're going to bring on area code 850. 850, please tell me your name and where you're calling from this evening.
Hey, my name is Matthew, and I'm from Tampa.
From Tampa. How are you doing tonight, Matthew?
Ooh. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good.
Very, very good. So do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Ever since I got out of high school, I've been working in the same job. Recently, I just changed employers, and I'm wondering if this change in employers will bring on better luck. And I'm also wondering if I'll get to see some nigga bitch titties up in this motherfucker, because I love nigga bitch titties.
You're a dirty, dirty, dirty man. What do you really want to know, my dude? And is there anything that you need to say? Because if you do, get it out in the open now.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, ever since I was a little kid, I loved nigga bitch nipples. I loved to put the nigga bitch nipples in my mouth. And the nigga bitch
wow.
titties.
You don't even have the balls to sit here and say what you need to say instead of bullshit.
No. I'm not bullshitting. I really do love nigga bitch titties.
Okay, well, you don't need to say that on my radio show. Okay. Obviously, you do need some sort of, definitely help. So, what can we help you with, buddy?
I'm wondering if you guys can help me get over my nigger bitch titty addiction, because I really love them nigger bitch nipples. I love to put them in my mouth. I have a gap. Listen. I have a gap in my front teeth, and I love to rub the nipple through there. It's great. You fuck braces. Braces would have been bad for me.
All right. Well, I just did some general research on the internet, and I found out that 9% of people have the same problem with you, which is hiding your feelings. And if you decide to grow up a little bit and you actually have something you need to talk about, then that would be nice. But besides that, we don't need any of your garbage on our radio show, because we actually try to help people instead of having people like you that are ignorant to the ways. And try to diss what we say. How about you believe what you believe, and we'll believe what we believe, and we'll leave it like that. How about that?
I believe I love nigger bitch titties.
I believe that you definitely lost your home. You definitely have no home, and you don't feel at home anywhere. And it doesn't matter if you recognize it, but it's going to hit true deep down into your core. And you are definitely going to have some pretty intense realizations, probably some pretty crazy dreams, because you did call in to prank and maybe troll me, but guess what? You just got more than you bargained for, buddy.
Yes, you did, big man. Guess what? Things these days don't work like they used to, and you might want to say what you want to say, and you might want to act like you want to act, but one day you're gonna realize how, like, low you are, and you're going to understand that when you can't live your life feeling the way you feel, and you need people like us to help you, we're not going to be there for you, because you took us for fools, and that's not something we take lightly. That is not something that we take lightly.
Honestly, I mean, maybe you might not be there, but you know what? I will definitely always be here, and you know what? This is something, obviously, you
can you hear me?
What? Do you have to say something?
Yes, you look down on me because I love the nigger bitch titties, but I really do. I love nigger bitch titties, and I can never help
it. Hey, listen. Listen, you have no vocabulary. You can't even speak in proper sentences. All you have to say is vulgar things, because that's all you know. And that's so sad, because you're probably older than both of us are, and that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I am 21 years old. Murray is 19. 18.
Wait, if you want to tell my social security number.
I mean,
right, but
you know what?
You know what? You haven't been to college yet, and you don't know what the nigger bitch.
Time out.
Both of us are in school, so wait.
So time out. No. I would like to say something to you real quick. That no judging. Judging aside, one day you're gonna be walking down the street, right? You're gonna look out. You're gonna see nobody that loves you, and it's gonna hurt you. And you're going to want to call this radio show for help. Maybe not even this radio show. Maybe a different radio show. Maybe you're not even going to want to call somebody. Maybe you're just going to want to have somebody's help. And you know what? The way you act right now, nobody's going to be there for you, man. You got to realize that, dude. You can act the way you want and try to be cool to your friends. Maybe you got a bunch of friends over. You're trying to be all cool, trying to feel like you're the big man. But one day you're not going to have those dudes. They're not going to be there for you, dude. And you're going to need somebody, and they're not going to be there for you because of the way you choose to act. All you need to do is be a good person sometimes. You just don't feel like doing it. You feel like it's cool to fucking talk shit on things that like people like to do. Some people like to listen to us. If you don't, then keep it to yourself, man.
I don't call you
trying to give you psychic readings, do I? No. I give it to the free public. If they want to hear it, they want to hear it. If they don't, they don't. So don't call in if you don't want to hear it, bro. Don't call in just to talk to Max because you think you're cool.
Hey, can you listen to me for a second?
Yeah, I'll listen. Go ahead. I'll listen all day if you want.
Yeah. You know, all my boys can leave me, but I guarantee I'll have some nigger bitch titties to motorboat at the end of the day. So
well, I hope that you
I
feel... I hope... No.
As long as I have...
I hope that helps you out in life, because pretty soon, one day, your jokes aren't going to work. Your jokes aren't going to get you a job. Your jokes aren't going to get you there in life. So you joke all you want about your cool little whatever you're saying. I'm not going to say it because I don't like to offend people because I'm not an asshole. So you say what you'd like to say. Hopefully that helps you out in life, bro. Hopefully it does. Hopefully you make it. Hopefully one day you go to school. Hopefully one day you fucking have children that are shitty because they're going to be because of the father that they will have. Because right now the path you're leading is not good. And I can tell. Maybe I don't know you, but I can tell just by the way you talk and just by how you talk and just by the words you use. That you don't care about your own life, which is the first step, my friend. And if you don't want to believe it, then don't believe it. But don't call in here talking to your smack, thinking you're cool, to all your friends.
You're not. Hey. And this is totally going to definitely break you into something that you've never had.
And just so you know, don't ever prank call us because we're not going to hang up, bro. We're not going to be like, oh, I hate this guy, so...
Sorry, you can't break us down. Not like any of the others.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us, man. This just gives us our energy. This just gives us our power to kill you.
It does. And see, that's what these trolls don't really realize, is that they fuel our fire, and it makes us stronger. It makes us stronger people. And it's just dumb, because you're just wasting your energy, because we're working from a higher source here.
We're working from something
that is completely unconditional. And that was going to be the show. The topic of tonight was unconditional love. And that's what we're working from. And that is completely impenetrable.
Impenetrable. You know what that means? Probably not.
Probably not, because this guy is definitely...
Oh, I don't know what any words mean.
Oh, he hung up. Wow. We've got through him. Oh, my God.
We are champions of the champions of the champions.
Did you see that? He friggin' hung up. He couldn't even take it, so he hung up. Look at that shit. That is just amazing.
We're such champions, I can't handle it, and I need to take a walk.
I know, right? I need to, like, simmer down.
This guy's, like, going to go cry himself to sleep tonight.
I need to jump into a bucket of ice.
Dude, tell her to call back. Call back.
Ah, Anthony is so
call
cute.
Call her to back right
I think
now.
She's still online. Yeah, she is.
Dude, put her
she's
on.
Going to bed. She's going to bed.
Dude, she's not going to bed, dude.
Obviously not. Well, Anthony, if you want to come back on the air, just let me know in the chat.
If you want another reading, I will give you, like, 7 if you want.
That's so bad. Okay.
Dude, I can't believe we just destroyed that guy's hope and dreams.
That was ridiculous.
You know what? I didn't tell him anything that he shouldn't have heard.
Exactly.
I didn't tell him anything.
And you know what? Obviously, there was a reason that he called in. And we literally... Oh, my God. Think about this.
Dude, we're like the champions.
Think about this. Like, all these hosts hang up on all of the prank callers. But this is, like, one of the first times that I got one of them to hang up on us.
Because we're a champion tag team, dude. I will be in your radio show for the rest of my life if I have to. I will stay up late on Thursday night in Texas to be on your show.
Okay, I hope so.
You better
kind of want to do it more
the,
than
better,
Thursday night.
All right, well, you better put me in the little caption saying Merc Diesel.
Okay. That's fine. All right, so, let's see.
It's almost over, is it?
We have 19 minutes left.
Dude,
I kind of want to play a song.
Extend it, please.
I don't know if I can extend it.
Try.
All right, I'll try. Hang on. Oh, Anthony's in our corner.
Very, very cool. This is crazy. What a crazy show. What a crazy night.
Can we just have another show after this, right after this?
We could have another
show.
Can
we do it? Because I would love to stay up all night and do this. Like,
we could get people from the UK to call in.
Dude, I would love to stay up all night and do this. Are you down?
I could do it.
We have like two more of these each.
Yeah, we do.
So can we do that?
Yeah.
Actually, we don't. Yeah, we do. Have one more each.
We have plenty. We have plenty, plenty.
Ask if they'd like for a fix in the show.
I mean, I think everybody is going to be asleep.
Not everybody in the United States, maybe.
Everybody in the U.S.
Everybody
and all these people calling
away.
In right now. Oh, God.
Please, dude. Please.
Yeah, we can have another show.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So, by the way, my name is Aaron Merck. I will be a co-host in the future, but I will be from a different state. I'll be in Texas. I will be his co-host, but I won't be sitting right next to him like I am now. I am going back to the Army on the 26th of March, May. I said March. And, but I definitely will be, and I hope that you guys are anticipating me staying in this show. I don't know how good I am compared to Brandon. He's a pretty good psychic. I'm just starting off. I just got my wings, so I'm pretty decent, but, you know, we'll see how it works in the future. And I'm definitely waiting and hoping for some more call-ins because that definitely fuels our fire. You know, I love to talk about people's, you know, people's love and their you know, issues and their problems and their love and their emotions and everything. That just helps us have a good show. Everything that everybody has to say is important to us. Everything that everybody has to say. I don't care if you're 7 years old. You're amazing. Everybody.
All right. So we have another caller. We're going to bring on area code 213. If you do want to speak, make sure that you press the number 1 and raise your hand. You can either get a reading, talk with us, et cetera, et cetera. I want to welcome Avery into the chat room. Hello, dear, and thank you for coming. Again, if you guys do want some sort of reading, you can definitely call in or you can tell us in the chat. I believe Cookie wanted a general reading, too, so we're going to give that to her. All right, 213, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I do have to, we're going to give a reading for a person in the chat, which is please hold, okay? And we're going to get to you next, I promise. Okay, so we're going to see what comes up. For Cookie, I hope you're still awake. Yes, you are.
How many one card?
No, we're going to do a 7 card for her.
Let me shuffle this a little bit.
Actually, just bring up one each, and then we'll explain.
Okay, all right, we're gonna bring up one each. Okay, the first one is,
the tower. Oh, okay, it's the tower. So definitely something from the past.
Definitely.
Is right. Coming up from you, so that's going to be some kind of concern.
All right.
Next card.
Explain a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely something, not someone from the past. It feels like an event to me. I know I said that earlier, but... When I feel it, I feel it. If I feel somebody, I feel somebody. But right now, I feel like it's an event. It's something that happened in your past, not past life, but in your past that maybe affected you a little bit, maybe changed the way you think about things. So we're going to flip the next card.
Anthes, thank you so much, dear, for coming. Love
you
very much.
Good luck with everything. I hope you do so amazingly well.
And I'm so glad that your dreams are coming true, babe. Okay. So the clover came next for you, Cookie, and that is very lucky card. Very, very lucky. It's as if the quote-unquote gods are looking over you and sending that luck to you. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's under quotation.
I feel like the clover is like that last step you need to become greatness. Like the last step of, like, let's say you're, this is for an example for you. Like, let's say you just filled out an application for a god, or for a god. For a job, and you need that one more thing to push you over the edge. This is that thing. You feel like that.
All right, so we're going to draw the next card for you. Sin, I hope you're not waiting for your reading, babe, because we gave you yours about Will. but we'll let you know after this reading if anything else came up. Okay, so the snake came up next to that. And actually, I need you to draw one more card because I need to see what the snake relates to. All
right.
Because sometimes it can mean 17. Sometimes the snake can mean that you need to keep your silence, but also the snake is very suggestive of somebody wise. Okay, now you're going to have to remain silent. Hold your tongue, because although speech is silver, silence is golden.
And deadly.
Silence is very deadly. You can say more by saying nothing at all than actually saying an entire statement.
Depending on the situation, obviously.
See, your middle card is the envelopes. So you have some sort of important message coming for you that you're going to need to receive. We'll see what it is about with this next card. Ah, it is about friendship. It is about friends.
You have a
friends.
Very good reading, my friend.
Friends definitely are going
hey,
to have a major, major thing. I know. I'm Sin.
We'll
tell
read
you.
It again for you, I promise.
We'll tell you what's going on. I think I remember what happened.
You
okay, so do the next card.
Okay, well, for the, with the, all right, you got the dog, obviously. So for the dog, I feel like it's loyalty. Like, you're going to have, all right, with the snake, you're gonna be, somebody's going to reveal, maybe not even somebody, but something is going to reveal itself to you. You're going to be revealed some information, maybe. And you're just going to need to hold on to that and keep that for yourself because it's going to be important for you in the future, but it's not going to be good to tell other people or anything. And loyalty is the main aspect in that whole thing, which is crazy because the dog came up, which means that, which is the loyalty I'm talking of. And loyalty is going to be a big deal because you're going to have to stay loyal to either yourself or a friend, depending. Depending on your situation, it's going to be yourself or a friend. You're going to have to stay loyal.
Next card. Next card will definitely help us.
It will definitely help us, and I'm feeling this card.
There's
a reason that I felt this card.
It is the home. The home came up.
I don't know what you feel.
Absolutely structure. Something structural with the home.
Dude, I want to hug you right now.
Absolutely.
Let's hug. Come here.
Give me a mental hug.
We're hugging. We're hugging, everyone.
You're so fast. You smell delightful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Does that smell good?
Absolutely.
No, I don't.
I didn't smell you.
No.
Of course you do. You're wearing my clothes.
I got this from a great friend.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so the home and the structure. Definitely things related to your home. And we're going to see what the next card is that helps us to get some more information about it.
All hands. Hold hands. Hold hands.
I did?
Close your eyes. I'm serious. Now keep it on there. No, because for some reason I can feel you more when I touch you. That
sounds weird. Sad.
Oh, the tree.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Oh, the tree is so wisdom-ish. I don't even know how to say
Oh, it is. It's so wise. It's so smart. It's such a smart card. I love that.
Oh,
we lost our caller.
She wants reading.
The tree is very, very wise. Definitely a growing and mature thing. So we're going to go run through the cards since we lost our caller. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I guess they got bored. It was probably a chore, so obviously they didn't need to get through anyway. So we have, okay, we have the tower, the clover, the snake, the envelopes, the dog, the house, and the tree.
All right, can I go first?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, so. All right, Cookie. I don't know your name, so I'm just going to call you Cookie. So the tower, obviously, we talked about it already, but I'm just going to go through with like a whole, everything together. So we have the tower, which means past events. Well, at least I feel, you'll talk to Brandon soon, but at least I feel it's a past event that either has taken effect in your life or has made you change your views on something in your life. And then you have the clover, which means this event, this past event, has brought you luck or brought you, has gotten you out of the hardship of whatever you're dealing with right now. And then I feel, all right, we have a snake, which means it's kind of like, for me, it feels like it's a little bit of like a secretive thing. It might not be bad, it might not be good. You know, it's just like a secretive thing, a slithering snake, you know what I mean? So you got the snake next to the envelopes, which. The envelope is information from. You're gonna get something from Brandon. You're gonna get something from me. So you can hear Brandon after this, and you'll hear his interpretation. But for me, it's the envelope feels like it's information from somebody else, from a different. It might not be a person. It might be just you. You come upon some information, and the snake next to the envelope makes me feel like you should keep that a secret. And the loyalty of the dog, which you have next, and. That means that you need to keep this loyal to everyone. You need to stay loyal to whatever or whoever you are in it for. And then you have the house. The house has several windows, which means it can be seen. You can be seen through it, but you can also keep its structure. You can keep it. You can maintain. You know what I mean? You can maintain your personality. You can maintain what you have to hold, what you have to offer. And people can see what it is, but they can't have it. You know what I mean? It's for you, and it's for you and whoever you decide to let in it. You know, the door is locked unless you open it, so it's up to you. And then you have the tree, which is a big thing of wisdom for me. That makes, like, when I get the tree, I feel wisdom automatically. It's pretty much just wisdom for me. It means other things, but I feel wisdom right now. And that means that you're going to learn something from whatever this past event, which was the tower, you're going to learn something from this matter of events is going to take place very soon. This wisdom is going to stay with you for the rest of your life, and it's going to help you make future decisions, which is going to help you make yourself a better person, which is going to help you make the correct decisions in your life. Now I'm going to pass you off to the dream teacher, a.k.a. B-Rad Z from the DT. He's going to tell you how his interpretation of these cards are.
So I'm just going to tell you the main importance. I did explain a little bit about them, but definitely very important to learn and grow, you know, as a human being. We're always doing that all the time. And, you know, obviously kind of either subconsciously or consciously you recognize that there is some form of message, some form of love here, and you do need to realize these messages that came through. Again, you have past luck. Hold your tongue sometimes, because you will receive messages from friends, and it's going to help you with your home and to help you grow as a person. And what more could you ask for? Because that is what we are here for as the human experience, to learn, to grow, and to be the best and wisest person that we know how.
And I just have one more thing to say about the past. All right, you're gonna have past luck, but the snake is next to it, which makes me think if you're gonna say something that you're gonna regret, which is it's human nature. People say things that they regret all the time. But if you feel like you will regret saying this, saying whatever you say or doing whatever you do or feeling whatever you feel in the morning or soon, you should always hold your tongue or, you know, change the topic or feel different. Try your hardest to feel something else or think about something else. If you think that you might regret it any time, even if it's 300 years in the future, if you feel like you're going to regret what happened, then just hold your tongue or, you know, change the opinion. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you can to make sure that that regret is not there, because regret is the last thing you ever want.
All right, Cookie, I hope that has helped you. Please, please give us some feedback. Let us know how that relates to you and relates to what is going on in your life right now. I know you can't call in, so just let me know in the chat, or you can even private message me. So we're going to take the last caller. I know this is Kira, and if we run over, it will definitely be in the archives. So Kira, don't worry, we will take your full call, but I will address the people when we're running out of time. We have 7 minutes left, so I'm going to bring Kira on. Hello, Kira, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, we're doing so good.
I like your voice.
Oh my God, wait, hang on. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming. I missed you. I haven't seen your face in so long. Oh my God. Sorry, one of my really good friends from BTR just came into the chat room.
That's okay.
And I'm so glad she's here. Stephanie, listen, I'm having another show, so make sure you come to the next one. Aw, she's so cute.
Like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
We're really going to have another one? Hey, all right. So everybody knows, as soon as the show is over, we're having another one, just so that we can extend this show. So everybody that likes to hear, or is liking what they're hearing, that doesn't make sense. Everybody that likes what they hear, definitely join in. We're going to name it the same topic. We'll talk about anything. We're going to take open questions. We're going to listen to everything everybody has to say.
I want to welcome Blue Eyes to the chat room. Thank you, dear, for coming. Very, very good to see you. Okay, so Kira.
Yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Pete. You better get used to y'all, because if you're moving to Killeen, you'll hear it.
Wait, you're from Killeen?
No, I'm north of Houston.
So you're pretty close to Killeen. You're like an hour or two away, right?
Yeah, it's a couple hours.
I live in Killeen on a daily basis. I'm just home on leave from the Army right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my ex-brother-in-law was in Killeen, and I went there, and what is that, Seven Coves. What's next door to it?
Copper's Cove?
Yeah, Copper's Cove, that's it.
Oh, I love that place. I'm actually
stationed
in Fort Hood, so I'm, like, right around all those places.
Yeah, so I went and stayed there and took care of my sister's kids while she was in the hospital in Austin. And then he had to go out for a week, so I stayed and helped her with the kids while he was gone, but that was eons ago. That was years and years ago.
Yeah. Don't you just love Texas? It's like the best.
No. It sucks.
You don't like Texas? Well, I'm from Ohio. Well, I'm from Ohio, so like the amazing weather is just, it's just beyond me. I can't handle it sometimes.
We went to Washington State. We came back the day after Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
And when we left Houston, it was 88 here. We landed in Washington State. It was 41. It was like,
did you hate it?
God, this is awesome.
You
and
liked it?
Left.
That's so crazy.
Oh, it was awesome.
So you like the colder weather? Do you like snow and everything?
Well, I don't really like the snow, but I hate the humidity here.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I was in Arizona before, and Arizona was definitely better. Right, and I liked it better because it could be 100 degrees and not sweaty.
Exactly, because I lived in Nevada. I'm actually from California originally, but I've been in Texas so long that I'm, you know, Texan by proxy now.
Right,
and
you're
so,
from Texas.
Huh?
Like you're technically from Texas.
Yeah,
now?
Even my kids are Houstonians because they were born here. So I'm Texan by proxy now.
Well, hey,
and I hate
Texas
it.
Isn't a bad state.
It sucks. Honestly, it's I've been here since 1979.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
If I was there that long, I would probably hate it, too.
Yeah. So let's go and get stationed elsewhere.
Well, as soon as I go to Afghanistan, I'll be elsewhere. But besides that, I'm probably going to be there for another year.
Well, that's okay. Then you might be able to go somewhere else that's a little better than Texas.
Yeah,
but
like
have you gone over to
home.
Austin and stuff?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, San Antonio.
Austin's
Houston,
a cool
Dallas.
City.
I love Austin. 21st Street, or not 21st Street, 6th Street, the best street in the world.
Yeah, Austin's a cool, and so is San Antonio.
Yo, I love San Antonio.
San Antonio is a blast, but Houston sucks.
I haven't been there yet. I haven't been to Houston.
You're not missing anything. Put it to you this
so,
way. When you get on I-10 to go to San Antonio, there's come see this, come see that, come see this. Get on I-10 to come back to Houston, you don't see a come see anything. There's no, it sucks.
Go see that. That's what it is.
Go see
that in San Antonio.
Yeah, you know, but in come to Houston, you don't see come see anything. It's just, welcome to Houston. So, it's boring.
So, my dear, do you have a specific topic for us to talk about, or do you have a question for us this evening?
I don't know. Well, you got a question? We are wanting to get this land finished in his name so that we can put a new house on it.
Okay,
so
are you guys married?
See anything in that, huh?
You guys are married, correct?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Are you going to be?
No. No, we've been together since 2003. But remember I typed in the room that we broke up in 2005?
Yeah, what did you find?
But you guys are back together, correct?
Oh, yeah, we've been back together since 2006.
Okay, so you guys are like mutual right now, correct?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
it's
so you want us to
give you
a reading?
We're not married by law.
Right, okay, I understand.
Okay.
So you want us to give you a reading about your luck in the future about your land?
Yeah, about what's going on with the land.
Okay, well, I'm going to have my my co-pilot here,
okay.
Brandon. I'm going to have him flip the cards for you, but what I need you... Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, everybody. We have 90 seconds left in the streaming, so I just wanted to thank everybody that came to the show this evening. Thank you so much for all of your amazing, beautiful participation and your co-creation with this show. Without it, we would not be anything without you people, and I am so grateful for everybody that is here. So glad we all had the opportunity to connect. And again, make sure if you haven't, please press the little heart on the Blog Talk Radio player so that you favorite the show to know when each show is happening and you get an email alert about it. Because, honestly, I schedule shows at very, very random times. So I could have one, you know, in an hour. I could have one 3 days from now. You never know. So make sure you do that. We are doing another show after this one. So make sure that you all come in and listen if you missed anything else. And, again, thank you all so much for tuning in. And I hope that you all have amazingly beautiful futures. And, of course, as the dream teacher would say, all of you will have sweet dreams.
And as the screen preacher would say, ah! That was a joke from you.
All right, Kira, you are
still
on, and we're about to go out there.
Do I need to, leave and come back into the room?
No, Kira, you're fine. You can talk to us. We're still going to be here. It's not going to hang up or anything.
It'll go into archives, so don't worry.
Okay.
About it.
But you said you wanted a reading about your guys' luck with the land and everything?
Yeah. Are we going to be able to get a nicer house? And
all right. Well, I'm pretty new at this. Okay. This is like.
Okay.
I was just recently dawned upon about the abilities that I have. So I'm going to need you to. I'm going to need you to Intellectually,
yeah.
It's with me.
Okay.
So what I need you to do is when I ask you to, I'm going to have you count from 1 to 7. But
okay.
Before that, I'm going to need you to use your imagination a little bit. And every single time you think, before you say the number verbally, I need you to picture that number in your mind, okay?
Right.
I need you to picture that number.
Right.
And when you say that number, I need you to picture the number coming from your mind to my mind. I need you to picture it connecting from me to you, okay?
Okay.
And take as long as you want to count from 1 to 7. There's no time limit. And
okay.
As soon as you say 1, every time you say a number, I will flip a card. But as long as you see that number and you can picture it transfusing from your brain to my brain,
right.
It will work fabulously, my girl. It will work fabulously.
Okay.
So just take as long as you need and go when you're ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow, you were really focusing, my dear, weren't you?
Yeah.
I could feel it.
I'm a Scorpio, baby. I'm 1122.
Oh, you have no idea. I love the Scorpios. You don't even know.
I'm 1122. My mom was 1111.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My mom's 1114. That's pretty weird.
Oh, really? Yeah, she's a
Yeah, but
Scorpio.
I could. I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to be I can just feel that this is going to be a fabulous reading because I could practically feel your heartbeat. You were thinking so hard, I could feel it.
Right. And my eyes closed.
But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna let the veteran psychic reader give you his reading first, and then I'm gonna tell you my interpretation of it. Does that sound good?
Works for me.
All right, here he is.
All right, dear. Here we go. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the cards that we got.
Okay.
We got the fist, the woman, the tree, the anchor, the message, or the envelopes, the flowers, and the stork.
Okay.
Now,
there ain't no stork coming this way.
Oh, well, now the stork, not the baby, unless it was next to you.
Okay.
Like the child.
Oops.
Okay.
You blinked in there. Are you on a cell?
Am I on a cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am on a cell phone.
Okay, continue.
Okay, sorry. It's not very clear, but listen. I'm trying to work on that, trying to get a microphone and the whole shebang, you know. It's expensive to pay for Skype, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know. I build and repair computers, I understand.
Oh, I am in love with computers. Love, 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 love. Okay. So listen, are you ready?
I'm listening.
Okay. So now the very central card is the anchor, okay? So that is going to be structure and base on your very most forefront of your conscious mind. Now, we're going to go back to the first card. The first card is of cutting things out. Okay, it is the Sith. Yeah, I haven't even finished it yet. The first card is the Sith, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to cut some things out. Is there a woman in your life right now that is kind of getting on your nerves?
No.
No, not at all?
No,
okay.
Uh-uh.
I need to, okay, yep. I just had to ask that question just to make sure and clarify. Now, what this woman is, this is directly related to you. The woman has come up so much tonight, so much, and that's really telling me about this whole feminine energy. Now, I need to let you know that there is a feminine energy that is re-livening itself in the earth. You know how we live in a quote-unquote mankind?
Right.
Well, now it is changing, and that's what 2012 is about. It's going to be that flip. From mankind to womankind, okay?
Oh, hell yeah, I wear the pants.
There you go. Okay, so it's going to be about women taking power, and I feel this directly relates to you. Now, I feel that when receiving this kind of womanly knowledge, as it is next to the tree, okay, you're going to be able to grow and mature from this, and it's going to give you something stable to look upon. Something that are you like psychic? Do you feel that you're psychic? Because
no,
I do.
I wish.
Okay. Yep.
I truly wish I were.
Yep. you need to cut. You need to cut that. You need to cut out that way of thinking, because I have to tell you a couple things. One, we are all psychic. All psychic.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that many a times, but I still don't. And I think I'm going to correct you on that. I think where you're coming from, as far as the anchor type female, the role model, I think it's me for my daughters. Would that be it?
Okay.
I've got three daughters.
Okay. All right,
and I am the anchor. You know, I am the rock. I am the do-all, mom-all, involved in all.
Well, that's why it's your very central card, because you always are the anchor, but there are things surrounding this structure
mm-hmm.
that are still left for you. Merg has to say something.
Hey, I just have to say something real quick, okay?
Okay.
For some reason, there is this connect between me and my co-mate, whatever you call him, my my buddy radio host.
Right. Uh-huh.
There is something between us, and I can feel there's like, okay, a lot of people here, like you have said, you've heard it many times that everybody is psychic.
Right.
But for some reason, you have such a strong connection to me. Like, just like when I was trying to pull your card, you focused so hard that I could feel your heartbeat. I really could.
Right.
I could feel it. And there's something that, like, maybe inadvertently, maybe it's not on purpose, but you're hiding it just because your whole life you told that there's no such thing as psychics, you know what I'm saying? Because
no, I want to be. I want to be badly.
Right here. Kira, you are. That's what I'm telling you right now. You have the gift. You just need to let it go. You need to believe in it. As strong
okay.
as you believe in it, as strong as it's going to be. And until a little while ago, I didn't feel the same. I felt the exact same way as you. I wanted it to work, but I didn't believe. And I'm not telling you that, you know, I'm not telling you you don't think it works, but you need to believe, because you have the gift, my dear. You do. And
okay.
I can feel it. I can feel it stronger than, you don't even know. It's like breathtaking.
Okay, cool.
And I just need to let you know that you have something that a lot of people don't think that they have. And a lot of, everybody has it. Everybody does.
Right.
But they give up on it at such an early age. You have not given up on it yet.
No.
And you have such an advantage over so many people. You just need to take advantage of that. You need to use that. You need to. You have intuition that a lot of people don't have anymore. You can make your own decisions. You can make your own decisions. And before you make those decisions, you can see what's going to happen with those decisions.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I can already tell you're a very smart person. I can already feel it.
Yeah, I am.
You need to keep that. Don't ever let anybody tell you what you are or who you are.
No.
You need to listen to yourself, and that's it.
I got out of a marriage because of that.
Yep. That's a good thing. I mean, it sucks. I know who loves who and people love people, but if you need to do what you need to do for what's best and what's best for you, because you need to focus on you. Everybody needs to make them. Everybody needs, like. All right, I'm not trying to be corny right now, but you need to love yourself before you love others.
Oh,
I totally agree.
And that was, you know, most people say they stayed married for the kids. I got the divorce for the kids.
Okay.
To keep
my kids
grounded.
That's 100%. That's 100% fine, Kira. As long as you know who you are, then you can find love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as you need to know who you are. I need to know who I am. I'm not even, you know, I don't even know who I am completely.
Yeah, but
we
you're probably 20-something years younger than I am, too.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go into that right now.
No,
but
I'm just saying, I've had more years to know who I am.
That's
and
a good
I know
thing,
who
though.
I am. I mean, I may not like the exterior that well, because I need to lose weight, but as far as me, I'm
trust
smarter
me, dear,
than anybody I know.
Trust me, dear. You're beautiful just because of your mind. Who cares what you look like? No, the exterior means nothing in the future. It means nothing.
Right.
As long as you have a beautiful soul and a beautiful personality, you are set.
Right.
But I believe, you know, since you are the Scorpio, you have the scorpionic energy. That is sexy. You got that sex appeal, and I know you know it. You can work it. That's for sure. And that's so natural to Scorpios. They are they are so passionate, so sexy. Oh, my God.
Ask your man why he loves you. Does your man love you?
Mine?
Yes.
Yes, he loves me.
Ask him, is he by you?
Yeah, what?
Ask
here,
him the
can,
one, the number.
Here, I'll let you, he'll tell
you. All right, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
This is so crazy.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I just have one question for you. I need you to answer completely honestly, okay? Are you
sure,
ready?
Go ahead.
All right, what is the one, if you had to pick one, I know there's probably more than one, but if you had to pick one main reason why you love Kira, what would it be? Just go ahead and say it. Don't be shy or nothing. You're never going to meet us or anything, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Wow, you hit me with a question, you know.
Well, I'm a pretty deep guy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh,
you gotta just,
for that one.
Just let it loose, man. Just tell me what it is about her that catches you, that you can't find in anybody else. That what is it about her that you love so fucking much that you cannot let her go?
She's got a great personality. She's, you know, I mean, you're asking me to pick, you know, one thing out of, you know.
What's the one? All right, let me re-explain.
Dozen things. I mean, that's hard to do.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I'm saying, all right, what is the one thing, like, all right, I know, okay, let's say the one thing that, if you had to pick one, you know what I'm saying, the best trait about her, the one thing that makes you go gaga over her, what is that one thing that you can always rely on, the one thing?
Well, then that would be her, herself.
All right.
Just as she is, I mean, you know.
You're the man, man.
That's
I'm not
hard
lie
to explain.
You, but
that's really, really hard to explain.
No, that's all right, though, because you gave me the good answer. You
yeah.
said that would be herself, and that is what
yeah.
I needed to hear, because you know what? That is exactly what it is.
Right.
You're a good guy, and I wish you the best of luck. I really do.
Okay,
you're a good guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Okay, here she is.
Okay.
You have a good guy, Kira. You do. He's
I
a good guy.
I
asked him one thing. I asked him one thing, and he couldn't give me one because he had so many.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Right.
I'm not telling you to go out and marry the man. Maybe you guys have a great setup, but he's a good guy. So make sure, if anything, give him a second look. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows you more than.
I think he's sexy. I love him.
That's what yours is. He's sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fun, Kira. I just want to talk to you all night. No, but what I'm going to say to you real quick is I'm going to give you back to Brandon real quick.
Okay.
He's more experienced, and I want
okay.
you to get the full, you know.
Okay.
But what I'm going to say to you is look, even I'm not going to say you guys are going to fight in the future, but what I feel for you two is pure love, and that's what is hard to find in the United States of America nowadays.
Oh, I agree.
So you guys do what you do, even if I'm not saying you're going to get an argument, because I don't feel it. Honestly, I feel like you guys will live a happy life. And even if you don't get married, because I mean, if you have a good setup, then don't. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Look past the small stuff to the big stuff. Always. Always do that. Even in the future for anything. Not even just for your love life. For anything.
Right. Right.
And make sure that it's best for you. Because right now he is. And I can tell. I can tell.
Right.
Because I can tell that you guys are in love. I can feel it. I can feel it myself. My heart is beating faster every single second that I talk to you because of how much I can feel you both together.
Yeah.
And you need to keep that because that obviously makes you happy because you are a very happy person.
Mhm.
And a lot of Scorpios are not happy genuinely. They're not genuinely happy.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm on the cusp. So I've got a lot of I've got the Sagittarian as well. Because you know Scorpios are career.
That changes everything. When's your birthday?
Yeah. The 22nd.
You said 11/22. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that definitely gives you a lot of happiness because Sagittarius is like. The rainbow. You know what I'm saying? It's like
well,
the rainbow of rainbows.
Scorpios are career, and Sagittarians are more domesticated. And
see,
I'm
I know a lot of Scorpios in my life, and what I have learned, about Scorpios is they're very judgmental and they're very honest, no matter how much it hurts.
I'm that. I'm definitely that.
But you're also loving and kind, aren't you?
Oh, you're very, and very considerate.
Right.
And, yeah.
That is the Sagittarius side of you.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You might as well be both. You're like the best of both worlds.
Right. And see, he's on the cusp of Sagittarian and whatever's next. He's 12/21.
Oh, wow. That's my mother. Like, all right, I have a stepmom, which is, her birthday is 11/14, and my real mom is 12/21.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
She's like the same thing.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna
women.
Let I'm gonna let you talk to the
okay.
I'm gonna let you talk to the more experienced one because
okay.
I want you to get your full day's worth. So here you
okay,
go. I enjoy talking to you though.
Thank you. I do too.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, dear.
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna go back to the cards again.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh no! It's totally okay. All messages. No, it was not about you. First card again is the Sith. So.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to cut out that thinking. You're going to have to cut out that negative, I can't do this, I can't, blah, 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 blah. Let that feminine energy come through. It's going to help you surge, be strong, and help you gain so much intuition, so much knowledge, so much pride, so much strength. And again, it's that anchor, okay? Leads right. And you know, like your man said, he was like, you know, it's you, that's the whole thing, it's all about you. And it's going to, ow, it's like the strongest, oh my God, the strongest thing for you. You're going to get so many good messages, which is the next card, which is the envelopes right next to the anchor, okay? And then right next to the envelopes is the flowers. And the flowers is a very, very positive, girly feeling, okay?
Okay.
So, do you have little girls?
Three girls. Three daughters.
I knew it. I knew it. Okay. That definitely, with this strong, anchored feeling about yourself, it's going to help provoke a lot of movement for them.
Right.
And that is something, of course, that you need to focus on. You know, children are so important. And they're such a big part of your life now, too. You know, it's something, you know, that you brought into this world. It's your prize. It's your possession. It's everything. And that's where you're going to have to put your focus. That's where you're going to have to put your movement. Because, you know, our kids are our future of tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, you hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that is definitely the one thing that you can always trust, rely on, and focus on. You know, you always have your kids. Let me give you an example. For example, I don't have kids myself. So it's like I technically kind of right now don't really have anything to live for. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously, I live for other things, you know, helping people, et cetera, making a difference in the world, you know, all that bullshit, whatever.
Right.
But, like, you have a huge responsibility. You have children. And
right.
those are, like, they are you. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, they're mini-me's.
Exactly. I was just
yeah.
going to say that, but you stole the words out of my mouth. See, you are psychic. You are. It's crazy. I feel you, like, creeping around in my brain right now. But no, what I do need to tell you is keep that anchor because you are a strong person. You are
very.
So strong, and you have that great strength to you, and you're going to provoke a lot of movement for a lot of people. Maybe not directly, but like I said, you know your kids, and you know what they're going to be like. Because they are like you. And
yeah.
that is going to be something that you are going to be able to beautifully see come into fruition, into this world.
Right.
You understand?
Yes. My oldest is 18.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. My middle is 15 and my youngest is 12.
Wow. So
yeah.
they are like, oh, my gosh. They are just purging right into this world. What a beautiful, you know, they are part of a beautiful, beautiful beautiful generation. They're going to help heal this world. You just watch. All right, hang on. Mergen,
I hope so. I hope so.
Akira, it's me again.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just want to let you know about
uh-huh.
your land.
Uh-huh.
About your land. I was sitting here while Brandon was talking to you, and I was
uh-huh.
thinking, and I feel, like, honestly, because, like, I really, Akira, you have a gift, because I can feel it. And I can literally feel your heartbeat. And I almost know what you're going to say. Like, I know the general idea of what you're going to say almost when you say it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like 97% sure you guys got it. You guys have that because that's what you want, and you're gonna have it as long as you continue to believe in yourselves, both of you, you and your man, your boyfriend, whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
him, man.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have that land. That is yours.
Yeah,
make
the,
sure
land
that
is ours. The land is
make
ours.
Sure
it's just trying to get it all
is,
put in his name.
All right. Well, it will happen as long as you guys want it. You know what I'm saying? Because want is a strong emotion. It is. And maybe it's not need, maybe you don't need it, but you want it. And as long as you want it hard enough, it will happen. And I have
well, the
such
one
a
thing
strong...
The one thing that I tell people about myself, I'm a doer. I get it done.
Good. That's a good. That is a good thing because
you know,
that will
so,
be so far ahead of us.
If I want it, I get it done. I don't.
Good.
I don't sit around and wait for somebody else to do it for me. I do it.
Wow, you're like the best American in the world.
Hey, I am good. I even do my own auto repair.
Wow. Good.
Yeah.
I got a car that needs some.
I am good.
No,
I
but
got a manual, and I take it, and they tell me what's wrong with it, and I come home and read the manual and do it.
Kira, I want to be emotionally serious with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. for some reason, all right, like, I've talked to probably, what, four people tonight? I've talked to four people tonight,
mm-hmm.
besides you.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, my emotional connection with you is, like, 112% stronger than anybody else's. You just feel
That's
like
cool.
somebody that I could be your best friend if I wanted to, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
I feel like you guys are going to succeed in whatever you want because you guys have such a strong want for it.
Right.
That is
right.
all you need. As long as you want that emotion to happen, it will happen. As
right.
long as you want whatever you want and you do something about it, like you just said you will and you do,
right. Right.
it will happen. So don't
okay.
ever give up on yourself. Don't ever give up on your family. Don't ever. And I'm not saying you do and I'm not saying you will.
Right.
But
no.
I'm saying that is the key.
Right.
Just continue to believe. As long as
right.
you believe, everything you want will happen. It
right.
really will. It might take a long time. You might have to go through some hardship, and you might be like, F this sucks, and you know it's not going
right.
to happen, but it will,
right.
as long as you continue to believe. So I'm going to let you talk to Brandon again, because he,
okay.
I don't know, maybe he doesn't agree. But I'll definitely talk to you before you get off, okay?
Okay.
All right, here you go.
I love how we're passing the phone back and forth. No, I don't think he's wrong, but he struck on something very important, and that is belief.
Right.
I have to tell you, through everything that I've been through everything that I have learned,
mm-hmm.
whatever you believe in is
mm-hmm.
true.
And I believe
it is.
Work.
Whatever
right.
you believe in is true.
Right.
No.
I believe that.
And exactly. You believe that.
Right.
So, hang on. Yes.
No?
Yes. Hang on. Like yes, just hang on. Just
kidding. Eat your beaver.
Okay. Be a believer. You know, that's the whole point about this whole believing in Jesus Christ and all that. I had a lot of prank callers about that. And they're like,
oh,
Jesus
really?
Is the answer, blah, 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 blah. You know, Jesus isn't just the trick. Yeah, he was a beautiful person.
Right.
Yeah, he was amazing. But it was his Christ-like consciousness that really
right.
set him apart from everybody else because
mm-hmm.
he took the abuse. He believed. He believed he was here for a higher purpose. And he was.
Right.
Obviously, because his name is remembered throughout history.
Exactly.
You
well, that's like I told
belief.
You when I first came into the room. You asked why I came in. And I
uh-huh.
said, because I'm always wanting to learn things.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, we listened to Coast to Coast. I found
Blog
Talk.
Oh, okay. Good show.
Yeah. All different, you know, and it's all, we live, well, between Fox News. We're constantly on History Channel, Discovery
okay.
Channel, you know, I mean, constantly trying to learn and educate ourselves and, you know, find out what's going on in the world and stuff like that. And you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not looking very good right now, but the past
actually,
is pretty darn good.
Yep, exactly. You know, actually things are looking really good. There's been a lot of good things that have been happening for this world. And as long as you focus on your decisions being good for the earth, you know, good
mm-hmm.
for humanity, you're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely
right.
fine. As long as you
right.
keep that global consciousness in context, you're going to be absolutely fine.
Right. And I do hope that the generation my girls are growing up in does improve because you know, we're hearing all about how it's failure to launch. You know, the kids can't get jobs
mm-hmm.
and get out on their own. And, you know, that's frustrating to think that my kids, I mean, I've already told them all, if you don't get at least a master's degree, don't even think about looking for a decent job.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
my
it's,
two youngest,
it's hard.
They're both in pre-AP and AP classes.
Oh,
and
wow.
My oldest daughter graduated and went to air conditioning school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's, because their dad owns an air conditioning company.
Okay,
so she's
okay.
trying to do that so she can take over her dad's business when he goes away.
Yeah, that's
and,
perfect. And you always need air conditioning.
Especially oh,
especially
in Texas.
Yep, exactly.
And so, and it's like my middle daughter, I just put her in a PSAT, SAT prep class
mm-hmm.
so that she could score higher on her test. And actually,
yeah.
she qualified for the class because they took her AP class, took a PSAT test just to see how they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a letter that she's in the National Merit Scholarship Program. And
wow.
so that's, yeah, that's, and she's in the 10th grade.
Wow,
and
awesome.
My two oldest were accepted into People to People. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
No, I haven't heard of it.
They're ambassadors. They go to different countries in the summer. But the problem is it costs $6,000 at least for the trip. So I haven't been able to come up with money like that for those kind of trips. But just the sheer being invited to it, you know, it's not everybody does. Not everybody gets invited to it.
Exactly. And you know, if to be, you know, the money will just show up anyways. Absolutely.
Well, it hasn't yet. But
at least you can see the good in that. At least you can see the good in that.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, and like, I'm constantly, that'll look good on the college application, you know, because my middle daughter just found out next year she's going to be president of one of the little clubs that she's in at school. And
wow.
It's part of the Lions Club, but in high school it's called the Leo Club.
Okay, I got you.
She competed in DECA. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's in high school. It's marketing.
Okay.
And so you have to be like an entrepreneur and go before these judges, and they give you these, you know, if you were the manager of a store, how would you get customers to come in? And she went to Fort Worth and Jasper, Texas to compete in competition for it. So,
wow.
You know,
funny.
I'm just like, come on, keep on going, keep on going.
There you go.
Do whatever you can do to get ahead. And, you know, found out the other day out of like 500 kids, she's ranked 80th in her class.
Wow.
So, which, you know, it's not as high up as I'd like for her to be, but, you know, hey, it's good enough, you know?
Absolutely.
She's still got
well,
two
you
more
know what?
Years of high school.
You know what? You keep being that strong anchor for your children. They're going to be such amazing people. And you know what? This world is not going to be as horrible as everybody makes it out to be. And especially if I'm going to be around in it. I have a lot of things to change in this world. And I know I have importance here, so don't you worry.
Okay,
don't
good
you worry.
Deal.
You just keep hanging on, and you keep being that strong anchor that you are, because you've got it, babe. You've got it.
Right. That's a good role model for him.
Yes, exactly. We do have to get going. I have another show at 3:30, and you're running into the archives right now.
Okay. All right. Well,
but,
I'll probably still be awake, so I'll be there.
All right. Perfect, dear. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll look forward to talking with you in a little bit.
All right. Nice meeting y'all both.
You too. Take care, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aw, she's so cute. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you've listened this long, it's been a very long show, and we will catch you in a couple minutes. If not, make sure you hit this link, click the little heart, and make sure you get updated on the Dream Teacher shows. Thank you all so much for coming, and again, sweet dreams.